Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vince.
Hey, Greg, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever been to a concert where they have this fog coming across the stage, and then the lights show through the fog, and it's misty? Have you ever done? I've never been to one like that, but have you ever been to anything like that?
Yeah, I have. Actually.
Okay, here's why I asked. So last night I was on the internet. And I was checking messages because some people want to buy our camper. We have a 24-foot camper, an old one. And I'm selling it on Facebook Marketplace. And I don't like Facebook. I mean, I just despise Facebook. And I despise many of the people who are hanging out on Facebook. Buyers and sellers, there's a lot of dishonesty there. And I happen to be reading the messages for people who were interested in coming to see this camper. And I saw something, you know, Facebook Marketplace, things for sale. So I have an alias. That's not my picture on Facebook Marketplace. That's not my name. It's not my address. There's not much information about me. It's real weak in terms of Facebook presence. It's just enough for me to go look at farm equipment that's for sale. And I saw something that I've never seen before. It's called a Haze generator. And I'm thinking, wow, that's kind of neat. What company is Haze? Because I see generators all the time. You know, 240 volt, 220 volt, 110 volt, 120 volt AC, DC generators. What's a Haze? Is that a company that, I guess I've never heard of them. So I clicked on it. And it's this machine that creates fog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It creates haze. So so I decided to pursue this rabbit hole, and I looked up Haze juice. And this generator, they say you can use any of the normal brands of Haze juice, H-A-Z-E juice, like orange juice. And so I want to know what's in the juice, naturally, right? So if this is fog, and it's long lasting, it stays up for a long time, it stays aloft, this is the, you know, the be all end all haze juice that you can buy. You can buy it at, for $45 a gallon on Amazon. But, you know, you don't have to worry because they use pharmaceutical grade chemicals in the haze juice. Just want to let you all know, you might want to not go where they create fog inside. And it sounds, Greg, I got to tell you, it sounds to me like it's a great way to spread disease. It really does.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, somebody coughs and it hops on the fog and it travels around the fog and it's enabled to stay aloft longer. I mean, it's perfect. So you might want to consider that, class, if do they have a haze generator? I've never heard of anything like that. I mean, I know that, of course, I've seen images of this, you know, this blast of fog coming out of a machine, but I didn't know it was called a haze generator. But anyway, that's That's something that I stumbled upon. But I do want to mention one thing, and I find this quite fascinating. So several years ago, at the beginning of COVID, I decided to buy a camper. Now, I'm not into camping class. I'm not. In terms of pulling a trailer around and going, you know, to places and looking out the window, I'm not into that. I'm interested in learning. So I've never been camping except with a tent, which is great. I like that. And that's, by the way, that's what we have here at Natural Farms, tent camping. And you can pull your trailer around, but a small trailer. But there are people who just make a lifestyle out of just camping. And so I bought this camper as a hospital. I bought it as a quarantine hospital. And we have an overhead as part of one of the buildings that we have here, and I parked it under there. And the idea was, if any family, extended family or blood family, wanted to come here during this COVID extinction, they would have to spend time in the camper for a couple of weeks, quarantine. So that meant it needed to have a toilet, shower, sink, stove, refrigerator, beds, you know, eating area, all that. And so this old camper has all that. And since nobody wants to come see me and my family, we don't need it anymore. So I decided to sell it. And the people who want to buy it all seem to want to do one thing. And I'm fascinated. Classes, this is an indication of what's happening in society. They want to buy it so that they can put one of their adult children in it. And this is multiple people who have expressed interest in this. They want to put their adult children in it. And so these are people who have some land, like a small farm maybe, and they're going to park it right outside the house, and their daughter or son is going to live in it. There you are.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, John B. Wells called in? You might want to inform Jason that if he does call in, to put him on, get him patched
in. Sure. Yeah, Jason's aware of that. I let him know that. I'm looking at the call screen. So I just wanted to mention that I find that fascinating. That's a current use for an older camper, you know, like a gooseneck style camper. And one of the reasons is a person has a family member who has a disease that is being treated. And the idea is to give the person some attention next to the house, but in their own living space. Another one is because of a situation with we'll call him a stalker. And the gal's got to get out of where she lives immediately and go to a safer place, like, you know, near mom and dad. That's another situation. So it's quite fascinating that these things are happening. And that is the new use, or some of the new use, for campers. And then you add ours in, which would be a hospital. So for adult children, okay? So all the scenarios that I've described are for adult children, and keeping them safer, keeping the family safer, and providing housing. And that's something that I did not expect. I literally expected that the buyer for our camper would be someone who wanted to tour the country. That's really what I expected. Any comments, Greg?
Excuse me. Someone was talking to me, trying me where to put this load, so I missed that last part.
All right. Well, all right. Then let me bring something else up while you're thinking. I have someone lent me a copy of The Twilight Zone. Now, I've seen I believe, every episode of Rod Serling's Twilight Zone. So I have in front of me The Twilight Zone, hosted by Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele is in the chair that Rod Serling, the creator of The Twilight Zone, had. The Twilight Zone was a twist on ways of looking at life, things that have happened, eye-openers, strange things. But it wasn't vulgar. It wasn't sexual. It wasn't perverted. It was just ways of looking at the future, the past, time. It's absolutely brilliant. And Rod Serling was absolutely a brilliant guy. He had a lexicon beyond compare.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. They got this other guy, and he... Rod Serling was fit and trim. He had good poise, good posture. He was a great spokesman for his series, The Twilight Zone. Well, the Twilight Zone was 1950s, 1960s. It actually started 1959, ran through 1964. That was the original black and white Twilight Zone. It was reintroduced in 2019 and 2020, the 2019-2020 series, with a guy named Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele is a black guy. So that's a contrast from the image of Rod Serling, who's a white guy. Now, this is not a racist thing that I'm talking about. It's just different.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele is not Rod Serling. He doesn't have the lexicon. He doesn't have the delivery. He doesn't have the cadence. He doesn't look the same as, you know, for that part, to fill the chair of the deceased Rod Serling. He doesn't measure up in my book. Now, he may measure up in other arenas, but not in this one. So I put in an episode of this DVD, The Twilight Zone, and it is filled with profanity. I couldn't believe it. So I went to the next episode, profanity. Went to the next episode, profanity. And what was the last straw, and why I'm bashing this series of The Twilight Zone, hosted by Jordan Peele. The reason I'm bashing them is because they had the profanity is just, it's uncalled for. It's absolutely not necessary. It's out of character. It's wrong. They had an episode where this child thought he could run for president. And his platform was, everybody deserves video games. He's thinking like an 11-year-old. So he's being portrayed as an 11-year-old, this child is running for president. And then he gets elected or selected. Now, obviously, that won't work because the qualifications to be president in the United States is you have to be a natural-born citizen, number one. And number two, you have to be over 35 years of age. Those are the only two qualifications, which explains why Joe Biden's president. Because you only have to be natural born and over 35. And Joe Biden qualifies. Well, this 11-year-old uses the F word in the Oval Office. That was the last straw.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the whole point of what I've been saying about this new release of The Twilight Zone is we took an American institution, or Hollywood did, and destroyed it. And on the back of it, you know, for ratings, it says not rated. Not rated. So how is it that the mother and father, the parents of an 11-year-old actor, would allow that script to be delivered by their son, or be in that arena? How is that possible? What are the parents thinking? So if you want to know one of the reasons why our society is spiraling down the drain, Hollywood has played a huge part in letting people know what language is acceptable. And it's filthy what they consider acceptable. If you look at what the White House, the language from the White House and politicians, F this, F that, it's unacceptable. I have no respect for people who use profanity. And I used to tell John Stattmiller, that whenever somebody uses profanity, I automatically discount their IQ by at least 10%. What? They don't know any other words? They can't be more descriptive than use the F word as a adverb, adjective, verb, noun? Really?
And it's just disgusting.
And it doesn't happen at my house. And you know, Stattmiller one time on the phone said to me, he said, "You know what? I've never heard you swear." And I said, "You know why? Because I don't." And then I told him about the discount of the 10%. And every once in a while, someone will use profanity on the phone with me, and they'll say, I'm sorry. They know that it's unacceptable to me. But I wonder how many people have that standard that I have. And literally, we had to remove an instructor for using repeatedly profanity on the air. I didn't want to do it. And the event was memorable. But I had to protect USA Preparers from being fined, having the network being fined, and having us all thrown off by the Federal Communications Commission. Why is it that people can't explain things without vulgarity? Why is it that police can't say, hands up, down on the ground, without half of those two sentences being the F word? Why? It's unpresidential.
You know, Vincent, the music that we used to listen to was music. Now, they started introducing sexual, content, and then pretty soon it moved to the swearing and cussing, and now it's outright violence. And there's a lot to be said about music and how it shapes communities, how it shapes people. And frankly, my guess is it's just these children want to be popular. They want to fit in. So they kind of go along with the flow. I just say, like jellyfish following each other, or lemmings right off a cliff. This is the kind of society, and unfortunately, I feel like it's being directed that direction, being allowed, and it's even being encouraged. Because I have actually heard on air things that you couldn't say on air, but they were in a song. Your thoughts on that?
Music is the sign of the times. So in the 1950s, 1960s, it was about, the Beach Boys with their 409 and drag racing and surfing, and the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand, and then the Beatles got into drugs, and they all looked like inner city homeless people, and they were all drugged out, and their music reflected it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will present the Commander-in-Chief Trophy to the Air Force Falcons today. Air Force was the best football team among the teams of the military academies. This is going to take place in the East Room this afternoon. Later in the evening, the President will participate in a reception for the Democrat National Committee. About 250 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska, two U.S. Army helicopters returning from a training flight crashed yesterday with four people aboard, killing three. The fourth is in a hospital in unknown condition.
The Army's 11th Airborne Division confirmed the two AH-64 Apache helicopters had crashed near Healy, Alaska. The helicopters were from the 1st Attack Reconnaissance Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So let me share a little story with you, class. Ron Gibson is a wonderful man. He lives in the Carolinas, and he has been downloading and posting USA Prepares and another broadcast on his BitChute channel, BitChute channel. It's kind of like YouTube, but another alternative to YouTube. And there's this guy who has been bashing us for years and years and years. And he trades, doesn't even use his real name, doesn't have the guts to use his real name. He trades by Magenta. Magenta 408, Magenta 408, different versions of Magenta. He took virtually every opportunity he could to bash us and bash other people on Ron Gibson's channel. And months ago, I said to Ron Gibson, would you consider stopping this? Stopping the allowing of comments on USA Prepares? Because I don't like it. I don't like Magenta's profanity. And you know, I've had this discussion with Ron Gibson over the years. And this guy, Magenta, uses profanity a lot.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. It really doesn't.
And negative, negative, negative. My family's been bashed. These are people who've never met me, never met my family, never met my wife, my mother, my father, our children. And they bash us, okay? Well, I decided that I'd had enough. And I asked Ron to stop the allowing of the posts from this particular guy and comments. You know what happened? It's just like Nazi Germany. So in Nazi Germany, during the Nuremberg trials, those on trial were asked, well, why'd you do it? Why did you machine gun all those people? Why did you put them in a gas chamber? Why did you just shoot them in the head? Why? And the answer was everybody was doing it. Or just following orders, or everybody was doing it and we're all following orders. Well, here's what happened with Magenta. So Ron Gibson, and I'm not sure how he did it. I haven't discussed this with him. But Magenta disappeared. And he is not on the page for USA Prepares, nor the one for another broadcaster that Ron Gibson hosts on his Ron Gibson channel. Do you know that everyone else cleaned up their act too? You get rid of the bad apple, and things get better. So what's happened is profanity stopped. The bashing stopped. The flame throwing stopped. And that's what we need to do across the country. We need to stop this. You know, how long is it going to take us to respect the office of president? How long is it going to take us? Does anyone respect the president? Does anybody?
You don't respect the office of the president. You can expect the president that's in office. Well, basically, you can see what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So what I'm saying is...
What happened to moral... There's just no moral code left anymore.
Right.
It's the do as thou wilt syndrome. And where does do as thou wilt come from? I think you know the answer to that one.
Class, if you look at what happens in the public school right now, teachers are being bludgeoned, they're being beat up, they're being hit with chairs, they're literally being assaulted and battered in the classroom, in public schools, by young thugs. And
if the teacher goes to defend himself, he gets fired, prosecuted.
Okay. You know, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is we teach by examples, by lessons, by scenarios, things that have actually happened. And to us. I was teaching in Virginia. I was teaching computer science at a high school. I was hired to do that. And I would prepare, I didn't have, the kind of instruction that I was doing was, there were no manuals or no books for this. So I prepared all of the coursework myself. And I would work all weekend to teach a 2-hour class on Monday morning. It would take 2 days. And I'd prepare lessons way, way, way in advance. But the final touches would be prepared Saturday and Sunday for Monday's class. And I had a small group of students learning advanced computer science. And I didn't have a classroom. I met in the library. So we met in a corner of the library around a large, large library table. And I would prepare the lessons. And my students would have homework. And we'd go around the table, and I would ask them questions pertaining to the homework. And I had one student who was a minority. Actually, I had many students that were a minority. But this one insisted on wearing, in warm weather, a hoodie with the hood pulled over his head. And I'd ask him, I'd say, okay, you know, what are your thoughts about some aspect of the homework? So he could teach the rest of the students what he had learned. Mr. Fennelly, you're picking on me. You're picking on me because I'm black. And I'd say, no. I'm picking on you because it's your turn. And after weeks and weeks of this, there's no fixing it. So I went to the principal, and I met with the principal every day. Every day after school, I would go into his office after the students left, and we would talk about the systems that I was building, the progress, what was next, because they left it up to me. The school system turned me loose to do whatever I thought was necessary. Teach the teachers, build the products, work with an associate in software, build hardware with them. They let me loose. And it really worked. And I said to him, so here's what's happening in class. What do I do? What shall I do about this? And he said, whatever you do, don't make the front page of the newspaper, and don't do something that'll get the NAACP here. Now, what do you think that meant? It really meant, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Because if you give this student an F for not doing anything, it'll be your fault. And we'll make the front page of the news. If you say something like, hey, do your homework, you're going to be picking on this guy, you'll make the front page of the news. You'll have the NAACP here. We'll be on Richmond Television. We'll be on Lynchburg Television. We'll be on Charlottesville Television. At 6. Here we are.
It's broken. Everything is broken.
Right. Somebody has to take a stand. And we can't just stand by and say, well, it's not my job. It's somebody else's job. And I asked Mrs. Fennelly, we're way off in the weeds today, class, but I asked Mrs. Fennelly many years ago, I said, how do you feel about what I do 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, time away from the farm? And her answer was very simple. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to do it. So here we are. We're all volunteers. Greg, Bert, Gwyneth, Sergey, Dr. Norm, Rich, Captain John Reagan, Gwyneth, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy. All of us are volunteers. And we all feel that somebody's got to do it. And you know what? There are fewer and fewer of us left every day. Tucker Carlson? They couldn't take him anymore. He was way too expensive. He was doing damage to the other team.
Yeah, he's telling the truth. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
That's what we do.
Telling the truth. Look what it gets you. Look what kind of trouble it gets you into.
Well, it got us thrown off YouTube. It got USA Prepares thrown out of a restaurant that we had been in for years and years and years every Friday. And that was an interesting story, too. I was on the air in Springfield, Missouri, simulcasting on alternative radio. And in Missouri, there was an amendment, the right to farm amendment. And these stupid farmers were putting these big signs in their farms, you know, 4x8 sheets of plywood, you know, vote for the right to farm. Because we have a right to farm. Well, we had a right to farm anyway. But the new right to farm was subject to the Board of Health. So you have a right to farm already, but now vote yes for the right to farm subject to the Board of Health's approval. And these stupid farmers decided they were going to support the right to farm. I came out squarely against it on the radio. And I think I know what happened. I think the health department went to the restaurant and said, you got this guy, you know, coming out against the right to farm. And he's a farmer. I don't know. You all have roaches in the kitchen? I think we're going to need to do some inspections to see if you have any roaches in the kitchen. Make sure that, you know, we don't have to close you down. Because this guy shows up, you know, once a week for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. And he's causing problems for the government. You know what happened next? The owner of the restaurant said, listen, we're really busy and you fill up the restaurant all night. We can't have that anymore. So we got thrown out. That's what happened. So when you tell the truth, when you tell the truth, these are the things that happen. So in case you're wondering if any of us is getting wealthy here at USA Prepares, the answer is the opposite. It's actually costing money.
Well, and Vincent, I have a couple of things that I would love to share on air that are about to happen, but I'm not going to mention them on air. I'll talk to you personally about them. But I would just say keep your eyes open because they will be all over and you will hear about them.
Okay. Okay.
A couple of really big surprises. Yeah.
Okay. Class, none of this was intended to be on the syllabus today, but I thought that we should talk about it. And lousy products. Like the Midwest gas cans, impossible to use, or darn close to it, and money.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for,
There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick scenario. You know, I've mentioned that the voltage has been increasing at your outlets across the grid in the United States of America. Ours is running around 100, almost just bumping up against 125 volts, like 124.7. So here's, and I've been telling you that it's burning out electric motors and causing problems and appliances to fail prematurely. Here are the numbers. I've calculated them. It's simple arithmetic. So if you have a device that's rated for 115 volts, and it says on the nameplate 115 volts, and your outlet is providing 125 volts, that's a 9% increase. 9%. That means that you're paying 9% more for electricity than you would if they were delivering 115 volts, as they should. Okay? Now, here's what happens. So we have a central vacuum cleaner that likes 115 volts. At 125 volts, 124, 123, the circuit breaker on the central vacuum trips because it's sensing that too much current is being drawn by the electric motor. And it's correct. It is tripping because it is protecting the motor from burning out. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. So the central vacuum runs for about 2 minutes, the circuit breaker on the vacuum, not in the breaker panel, on the wall, but in the vacuum itself, trips. We have to reset it. Let it cool down, reset it. So we can vacuum for 2 minutes at a time. The fix from the factory is replace the 15-amp circuit breaker with a 17-amp circuit breaker. 17 amps is 13% more than 15 amps. So you have 9% more current being drawn, and you replace the breaker with a 13% greater capacity breaker so it won't trip. So who's paying for this? The central vacuum company is paying for the warranty replacement of the circuit breaker that is necessary because the grid has higher voltage. What's happening is externalization. The large utilities, all these large companies, government, they're costing everybody more and more currency because you have to buy replacements and parts to keep your things that used to work working. Greg, is that unbelievable, that little scenario about the 9% more voltage from the grid causing the breaker to trip, and then the companies that make the product are warranting the circuit breaker because it was too small because the voltage increased by the utility company. So now everybody's going to be paying more for essential vacuums and everything else too because of things like this? Your comments?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think it seems to be planned. I mean, you know, it's all about the profit. Maybe it's the stockholders that are, you know, it was a stockholder idea. You know, just like the fact that there is no money in a cure. So we're not going to seek for a cure. And you don't, if you don't believe me, there was a meeting, a stockholders meeting, and you can look it up. They said that they learned, this, talking to stockholders of major, you know, drug companies, talking, they have learned, they told the stockholders, we have learned that finding that we learned with the cure for, let me think of the disease. You can get it from drinking polluted water. Right off the top.
I don't know. Cirrhosis?
Hepatitis.
Ah, yeah.
They found the cure for hepatitis. They've learned through sad experience that once they found the cure, the stocks went way up real high, and then and hepatitis was basically cured, and they started losing money. So finding the cure is not the answer. Now, knowing that, how many people want to donate to a cancer institution, a cancer organization, knowing that the cure is not the answer? That's not what they're looking for.
It's not just the American Cancer Society. It's all of them. It's all of these major charities. Class, I suggest that you consider giving only where you know where 100% of what you give goes. And that's all I will do. For example, there are people in the past who couldn't make their mortgage payment. They're going to lose their house. So I took care of that for them for a while to help them. Not forever. There are people who needed food. We didn't give them currency. We gave them cans and boxes and jars of food.
Hey,
that's how we know where 100% goes. Yes.
Yes, we'll talk to you after the shows today, and we'll go from there. I've got really good information.
Okay, very good. Might have be this evening, Greg. I've got a really tight schedule.
Yeah, that's fine. Just give me a call when you get a chance. Thank you.
Okay, very good. That's Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. Bert's coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.